Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our home. Today's Torah portion, Torah chapter, is very instructive, very interesting and important for us. I call it life of faith, life of trust. Before we get into the lessons of this chapter from Torah, I want to talk about Sarah, after whom the chapter of the reading is named. Hayei Sarah, life of Sarah. We read in the Bible that Abraham gave birth to Isaac, Isaac to Jacob, and so on, as if a man himself was capable of childbirth. Of course not. Every man can be thankful to the woman in his life, who gave him birth and was with him in challenges of his life. In the Bible and the scriptures, when that man was a man of God, the woman in his life typically were also women of God, a wife or a mother who contributed greatly to the spiritual life of the man as well. You remember that the name Abraham means the father of many nations. The name of his wife Sarah means a woman of high rank and is often translated simply as princess. Sarah is the princess of the nations. So Abraham, he is father of many nations, and Sarah is the princess of the nations. We think of Abraham as the father of faith, but I truly believe that without the support of his wife, Sarah, it would have been very difficult or impossible for him to become Abraham. We read in the Torah that Abraham believed and expected a son from the Lord almost all his life. And in the same way, Sarah waited in faith with him. One of the most beautiful sentences in the New Testament are these words of Peter. It's in Peter chapter 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6. Just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, you have become her daughters by doing what is good and not fearing intimidation. So, to all the women of this congregation, I must say a huge thank you on behalf of your guys for your faithfulness to God, for the wonderful example you set, and for the constant support that you offer to people around you. You are very special and very important to the Lord. Your prayers and ministry, your faith, and your ability to hear the voice of the Lord make this world beautiful. Sarah, the princess who influenced the world by her faith, whose faithfulness changed this world forever, has become your example, and you have become her daughters, and we have become her sons. So thank you. And another lesson I want to bring up today, it's a lesson about Isaac's and Rebecca's marriage. Isaac's marriage is a great example for all generations. One of the most important issues in the life of every young person is the question of who will become their companion for life. And how often young people make a serious mistake when it comes to answering that question. The attitude of people often rests on a desire to arrange their own happiness according to their own selfish wishes. Such young people look to marry for wealth or for beauty or for other qualities that may seem attractive at the moment, but which prove to be temporary and soon enough can fade away. People with this attitude prefer a happiness that leaves no room in their marriage for God. It is a happiness that comes at a high price. But from this Torah portion, we can find lesson and learn a lesson that the long and successful marriage is the reward for those who search for a faithful and gentle heart, who search for a companion that is patient and kind. Such attributes contribute to an inner spiritual beauty that is permanent and unchanging. I truly believe with all my heart, according to the scriptures, a good family is a fence of pure morals. It becomes a soil for planting goodness in mankind, a tool for spreading and establishing biblical faith here on earth. It is so important to read this place of scripture and to take good lessons for ourselves. So let's look at some very important lessons from today's Torah portion, and I call it trusting in faith. When I read this place about Abraham and these chapters, I think probably one of the most difficult and challenging conditions for our old human nature is the state of faith, state of trust. Our old sinful nature likes to be afraid. It seems to be natural for it. It likes to judge. It likes to live in unbelief. And when we read scriptures and look very carefully in the scriptures, we can see there that faith and trust in the scriptures are very close in meaning, very close. Faith and trust. So let's say together, faith and trust. Therefore, when the Torah talks about the faith of Abraham, it is also talking about his trust to God. So many times when we read about faith, we can find meaning of trust there. For me, faith is centered in the action based upon trust to the Lord, upon the Lord. And when I think about trust, I think trust is not a passive state, but it is a state of life acted in obedience to the Lord. It's active. It is trusting to the Lord. All scripture encourages us to cultivate this great quality of trust. And I would like to read from the Luke, from book of Luke chapter 8, verse 41. So let's read together. Luke chapter 8, verse 41 and 13, 49 and 50. So this is the story. Yeshua was in the ministry. He ministered to people around him. So verse 49, Luke 8. And here came a man named Jairus, a leader in the synagogue. Falling at Yeshua's feet, he begged him to come to his house, because his only daughter, about 12 years old, was dying. What a difficult situation. The leader of synagogue, in the synagogue, he was in fear for his daughter. He came to Yeshua because Yeshua was the only answer for him. He came and asked Yeshua to come to his house to heal his daughter. So next verses, we read the story about the woman who had sickness and touched Yeshua, and he was healed by his presence. And we know that it took time for Yeshua to respond to this woman. He explained her what happened. He prayed for her, and he explained people around him about this woman and what happened. And verse 49, while he was still speaking, someone comes from the house of the synagogue leader saying, your daughter has died. Don't bother the teacher anymore. I can't imagine this moment in life of this man. It was a horrible moment. It was a horrible news for him. Actually, I can hear this in people around sometimes. It's too late. You can't change anything. Yeshua, why you stopped there? Why didn't go straight to his house? Why you stopped there? So in verse 50, in some of Bible translations, you can read these words. But Jesus, hearing this, said to him, do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be saved. It's a beautiful words. So this word believe raises the question, how to believe? Everything is over. What to do to believe? How can you believe? So, and I like another translation better because it explains me even deeper. verse 50. But hearing this, Yeshua replied to him, "Do not fear, just keep trusting, and she shall be restored." I love these words. Keep trusting. Let's say together, keep trusting. Today, these words, through time and distance, sound like a challenge and the commandment from the Lord for each one of us. Do not be afraid. Keep trusting. Do not be afraid. Keep trusting. It is never too late for the Lord. It is never too late for Yeshua. Because the very essence of our faith is trust. Our faith based on trust unto the Lord. There are many people today who do not believe God at all because they do not understand the meaning of faith. What does it mean to have faith? What does it mean to believe? And when trials come, they look for the answer in other people or they rush into panic. Sometimes that word faith can sound like something you need to do right now. You need to be doing right now. So when you hear the voice faith, sometimes you try to do something, to produce something. It looks like you must produce faith or some evidence of faith right now if you want to receive something from the Lord. But I truly believe, and this is very interesting observation from the Bible, the fact is, biblical faith is a trusting upon the Lord and His words. It rests upon Him, not upon us. This is why we can trust the Lord. So to keep our faith is to trust the Lord, to stay in this state of trust into the Lord. When we understand this, it gives us freedom and joy. So He is the source of everything, not we are. He is the source of healing. He is the source of miracle. He is the source of answers from the Lord, but we can trust Him. So I want to bring an example from my personal life, and also I believe it is a very common example in many, many people's lives. When you pray for somebody, you can feel something or not. It really does not matter. In many cases, it doesn't matter because your trust upon the Lord, because He is the source of healing, not you. You can be relieved. It is from Him, not from us. Many times I felt anointing, but nothing happened. But many times when I prayed for somebody, I don't feel anything. I didn't feel anything. But the Lord proved His presence by healing people, by doing miracle. I know that developing trust takes time. It builds upon continuing interaction with God and His words. It takes following the Lord, walking with Him, obedience to Him. In some examples from the Bible, sometimes a whole lifetime passed between a promise of God and the realization of the promise. What is story in Abraham's life? What is story? Abraham was not disappointed and did not give up in faith. For so many years, he followed the Lord. So he did not give up his faith in God, although after receiving the word, sometimes things got even worse in his life. But he remained faithful, trusting the Lord, following Him in trust. In our lives, sometimes we have to wait for the promise for a very long time. I'm glad it is not always. I'm happy about this, but sometimes it takes a long time to see answers from the Lord, to see miracles in our lives. And it takes faithfulness to the Lord. It takes our trust to the Lord. I truly believe in my heart, the greater the calling, the greater the process of purification and preparation for the calling. We need to remember the simple truth. The Lord is the potter. We are the clay. He is the leader. He is the Lord. We are the clay. We are his servants. Yeah, it's important to remember. He produces miracles. And he is giver of good things. He is faithful despite our unfaithfulness. We need to remember that. Keep trust unto the Lord. I remember when I lived in Ukraine many years ago, I had a very interesting conversation with a Jewish pastor who immigrated from Ukraine to another country in the late 90s. So he came to Nikolaev and we had a meeting together and we ate something. And he then told me the words that I understood later, much later in my life. He told me how hard it was for him to live in Ukraine and minister there, but how easy it was to trust the Lord there. Yeah, it is true. When medicine is expensive, of poor quality, the police are not always competent. There are no jobs. Then you have to trust God because you have no other choice. So I would like to read from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and verse 8. It's a beautiful place of scripture, describes our state of faith, how to trust the Lord. So again, 2 Timothy 4, 7, 8. This is Rabbi Shaul, Apostle Paul. He speaks for himself. I have fought the good fight. Wow. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is reserved for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to everyone who has longed for his appearing. I love this expression. What an interesting words here. I have kept the faith. Let's say together, kept the faith. Kept the faith. Wow. When we kept the faith, we are in peace with the Lord. In other words, he have kept trust in the Lord. In faith, believing. As it is clearly seen in the life of Abraham, who kept his faith, his trust to the Lord, no matter what. It doesn't matter what happened into the life of Abraham, but he was faithful to the Lord. He kept the faith. So do you see here, faith is not like momentary, for one moment. This is something we need to keep. In Romans chapter 4, verse 18, we can read about Abraham and his life, his example for us. Romans 4, verse 18. For he was past hope. Let's stop here. He was past hope. Past hope. It's no hope for him anymore. He went too far. He was too old to have a son. He followed the Lord for all his life, and now he was past hope. Yet, in hope he trusted. In hope he trusted that he would indeed become a father to many nations, in keeping with what he has been told. So many will you see it be. Verse 19. His trust did not waver when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead. Wow. His body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old. It's a good time to have a baby, 100 years old. Or when he considered that Sarah's womb was dead too. He did not by lack of trust decide against God's promises. On the contrary, By trust he was given power as he gave glory to God. For he was fully convinced that that what God had promised he could also accomplish. This is why it was credited to his account as righteousness. Do you see here? Faith, trust, righteousness go together. They're together. So now I want to read a few verses from the scriptures, which will build our faith, I believe, our trust. I want to read a few places of scripture about faith, about trust. How to trust the Lord. So first place of scripture is James chapter 1, verse 6 and 8. And let look here, because it's a beautiful place of scripture, important for us. So it's about us, about you and me. How can we pray to the Lord? How can we follow the Lord? Verse 6. But let him ask in trust. Again, let him ask in trust, doubting nothing. For the doubter is like a wave in the sea, being tossed and driven by the wind. Verse 7. Indeed, that person should not think that he will receive anything from the Lord, because he is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. Trust, doubting nothing. We are not doubters. We are called to trust the Lord. And we can trust not in our power, not in our ability. We don't have power inside of us. We have power of the Holy Spirit to trust the Lord. In order to receive from the Lord, you must have faith and trust in God in your life. And another second place of scripture is in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrew 11, verse 6. I would like to read two translations and show you how similar it is. Hebrews 11, 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For it is necessary. Let's say together, necessary, no option, that he who comes to God should believe that he is and reward those who seek him. And another translation. And without trusting, it is impossible to be well pleasing to God, because whoever approaching him must trust that he does exist, and that he becomes a rewarder to those who seek him out. So, first part, believe, trust that he does exist. And another part, come to him, believe, trust that he becomes a rewarder to those who seek him out. So trust is active. Faith is active, always active. Before you turn your hope and faith to anyone and anything, turn to the Lord. Trust him first. And then, in trust in him, you can do many, many things. I believe and I know from the scriptures and from my experience that God works supernaturally and works through average people, through us. We need to keep our trust in him. This is our part. So, let's go back to the Torah portion and look in another example of trust for today. This beautiful and very important place of scripture today. So, Genesis chapter 24. This is a fascinating story about Isaac's marriage. So, let us read part of this story. It's Genesis chapter 24. Let's read from verse 12. So this is Eliezer who came to find the wife for Isaac. So he's praying in verse 12. Adonai, the God of Abraham, my master, he said, please make something happen for me today and show loyalty to Abraham, my master. Look, I am standing by the spring of water, and the daughters of the man of the city are going out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please tip your jar so that I may drink, and she will say, drink, and I'll also water your camels. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. So by this I'll know that you have shown graciousness to my master. Verse 15. Now before he had finished speaking, praying to the Lord, behold, there was Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Micha, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, going out with her jar on her shoulder. Verse 16. Now the young woman was very good looking, a girl of marriageable age, and she was a virgin. She went down to the spring and filled her jar and came up. When the servant ran to meet her and said, please let me sip a little water from your jar. Verse 18. So she said, drink, my lord. And she quickly lowered her jar onto her hand and gave him a drink. Now when she finished giving him a drink, she said, I'll also draw water for your camels until they're finished drinking. While the man continued to pay close attention to her, keeping silent in order to know whether or not Adonai had made his way successful. Can you imagine? He was amazed. It was an answer for his prayer, but he was amazed how Lord answered his prayer. So let's skip and let's read from verse 26. When the man bowed down and worshipped Adonai, and he said, blessed be Adonai, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his loyalty and his truth towards my master. As for me, Adonai has guided me in the way to the house of my master's brother. Isaac completely trusted his father. Rather, not even his father, but God, whom his father trusted and knew very well. So Isaac accepted faith of Abraham as his own faith. And he accepted the Lord of Abraham as his own Lord. So he trusted his father, Abraham, but more, he trusted the Lord of Abraham. Until the age of 40, he did not look for his wife. So Isaac could have said, my father is old, I am a new generation, I know better. So it's better that I find a wife to get married now and get on with my life. But Isaac believed in God and trusted him completely. Rebecca, Isaac's future wife. What trust did Rebecca display here? She said, sure, let's go. And she returned with Eliezer without hesitation. Even though Eliezer didn't even have a picture of Isaac on his cell phone. In fact, all he had was a word from God given through Abraham and his own trust in God. Eliezer, servant of Abraham. The faith of Abraham's servant who found Rebekah for Isaac, it was as he was standing apart from the process. He trusted the Lord so much, watching himself as he walked in obedience, as God opened the doors before him, and as he just kept walking through them, so amazed at the Lord and the answers unfolding before him. He was amazed because he trusted the Lord. I read that some Bible scholars teach that the story of Isaac and Rebekah is a prophetic picture of the story in the New Testament. It is a type of history of Yeshua and his congregation, his Kehillah. We know that Bible calls believers the bride of the Messiah, for whom he will come soon. And Eliezer is a picture of the Holy Spirit who today brings people to Isaac, who is a type of Messiah Yeshua. If you remember Akedat Yitzchak, binding of Isaac, when Abraham brought Isaac as a sacrifice unto the Lord on the mountains of Zion. So, and in order for us to come to the Messiah, we need faith, trust to the Lord. I truly believe that trust in God completely changes the future of a person, makes him higher and wiser than the world around him. The Lord is Almighty God, and our trust rests on His word and on Him. So, in the conclusion, I want to show some principles of faith, trust in God. And it's like, yeah, it's very important, because I think it's very important to remember for us. So the first principle of faith, or first part of faith, is patience. The very important parts of faith is patience. I know when we plant grain, we do not pull it out every day to check if it suddenly does not grow. We trust that it will grow. So I want to read from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 39. Hebrews 10, 35 to 39. So don't throw away that courage of yours, which carries with it such a great reward. For you need to hold out, so that by having done what God wills, you may receive that He has promised. For there is so little time. The one coming will indeed come. He will not delay. But the person who is righteous will live his life by trusting. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. However, we are not the kind who shrink back and are destroyed. On the contrary, we keep trusting and thus preserve our lives. We keep trusting and thus preserve our lives. So patience is an essential part of our faith in God. This is why I like to link words faith and trust together. Keep faith, trust the Lord. It is the similar ideas of the Bible. So thank you so much. Before we return to Brian and Dan's home, let's continue with Aaron blessings as we normally do at Beth Israel. And tomorrow I will continue the story of Abraham's life, and we'll look at some more examples of his faith and what does it mean for us to trust the Lord. So, but before we pray, I would like to ask you, if Beth Israel is the blessing to you, please consider to be a blessing to Beth Israel with your faithful giving. Thank you for your generosity. So let us pray together, and then we'll go back to Brian and Dan's house. Let's pray together. Yeverecha Adonai v'ishmerecha. Yair Adonai panavelecha vichunecha. Yisa Adonai panavelecha. Ve'aseh lecha shalom. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom.